right. This is the third in the series of receiving the of messages of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit, which I was going to do at the end of chapter 15, 2 Samuel, but the commentary was so great, so much of it, that I wasn't able to squeeze it all onto one tape. And actually, this third in the series of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit is pretty short. And sometimes the Lord has me do short messages because there isn't, you know, it takes, some of the things take a lot of concentration. And the more it seems like the Lord just wants it short like that so people can remember it more. So, Father, we prayed that you would anoint this message on tape 15, chapter 15 of 2 Samuel. But, Lord, we thank and praise you that you're going to do it now and open up the hearts and souls of the listener so that they can receive the discipline of the Holy Spirit, which I is also receiving the Word of God, which, Lord, I pray that everyone will receive the Word of God so that they can reject the multitude of false teachings of the world and the way that the satanic antichrist one world government thinks, and the confusion that all the different congressmen and senators and all the opinions and ideas that people are sporting over the Satan's mouthpiece, the news media, that people will stop believing that and turn it off until they can, until they really have the your word, the discipline of the Holy Spirit, entrenched into them so that they can watch the news defensively and to be angered when they see something that is contrary to your word. Most people, Father, are not angered at this. They believe in not being angry because the satanic news media has told them that it's wrong to be angry. Only they have the right to be angry and bomb civilians and murder people and starve them to death. That they are the authority, they say. But Lord, they are not the authority. You are the authority. And I pray, Lord, that people will receive the discipline of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and not allow any of this poisonous, false, evil, satanic, antichrist doctrine enter into them. We pray in Jesus' name, and everyone says a mighty amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's continue on.
Receiving the Discipline of the Holy Spirit, Part 3. There is a multitude of brothers and sisters who are like something shiny, something slippery, like glass or marble. They're hard. Although the Holy Spirit often speaks to them, they will not listen.
No, because they've listened too much to the news media and to their a lot of other people that have opinions and ideas that are contrary to the Word of God. Then what?
They have listened to many messages indeed.
You hear wives talking among themselves and saying, you know, I don't agree with them. I don't believe in you. Teach, tell me what you think. Tell me what your idea, what your opinion is. And they totally disregard the Word of God, and that's why I believe a lot of men that go fishing to get away from them, because they do not learn only from their own husbands that are in the Lord, and it's a mess. This whole world is like a huge bucket of worms and vermin. Then what?
They have become an, quote, old crow, unquote, at all these messages. Also, therefore, regardless of what the messages are, they know every point and the proper sequence.
Yeah, you take through this teaching, everybody knows what the point is. Everybody knows what my teaching is and what the teaching of the Lord is. They know it all. They know what to do and what not to do. Then what?
Yet, in fact, they have not touched the reality of the messages at all.
No, the reality of the messages don't get into them. They're forever learning, but never, ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth, which is Jesus. I am the truth. Then what?
This kind can only be dealt with by the Holy Spirit through various difficulties of the environmental situation that the Lord sets up for them to cut them and scrape them, sand them here and sand them there.
Right. If you don't receive the message the way you're supposed to, well, God's going to discipline you. He'll give you stomach trouble. He'll give you heart trouble, mental trouble. You're mentally disabled is what it is for not receiving. So God has to discipline you outwardly. With some kind of I call that outwardly if he's bringing pestilence to your body, because that's the outward part of the tabernacle. Amen?
Amen.
And but he's going to put you, make an environment for you, just as he did the little girl with the iron lung. Then he showed her a vision of what she would look like and what she would do in heaven, because if she received the discipline of the Holy Spirit and wouldn't allow it to make her bitter. You shouldn't be bitter at the things that are going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Should just kick back and relax and let God do his thing. Amen?
Amen.
On you. And some people don't even know they're cursed. And they can have bypass operations, backs, discs taken out of their backs. Their stomachs are cut up. Their muscles are in their stomach are so... shot that they can't even go to the bathroom anymore. They have to sit there for hours. They can't walk without canes. Some people can't even walk at all. They're in wheelchairs. And they still glue themselves to the television sets, watching things that they shouldn't watch and receiving what they're watching and listening to, instead of watching it defensively. If they were, and they just don't spend any time in the Word, and if they do, they don't put it into practice. They don't receive the discipline of the Holy Spirit even after they've been taken right down to death's door. Some of them just have become great and notorious for being fantastic bodies, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, they had to haul him in and cut his rib cage wide open, take his heart out, and give him some bypasses. I think he had 4 bypasses on his heart. And now he has to take it easy. And there's many other people like that. But the Lord is in hopes, and so am I, that everybody will repent. Amen?
Yeah.
And that they'll start receiving the Word of God. Or that they'll be disciplined. But some people just cannot stand to be disciplined. They're stubborn. They're wicked. They're evil. They're full of vice. Okay, then go ahead.
Then there's a strong possibility that they will listen to the message in a different way. A more serious way.
Mm-hmm. They just listen to it. A lot of people say, well, I'll listen to it, but I want to get out of here. I want to go to bed. I haven't got time for the Word of God. What I do is far more important than what God has to say. Or I'm hungry. I just want to get out of here. Or I've got something to do. Or I won't get enough sleep if I listen to the Word of God. And everything, one thing or another, is more important than God's Word. The discipline of the Holy Spirit. I can remember how tired I'd be when I was in prison for the gospel. And I didn't have my glasses, and it was pitch dark inside, except for a little ray of light coming through the prison, the cell, or the window there, from the arc lights outside. The Lord said, get up and write. I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm really... But nevertheless, And I'd get up, and boy, the words would just start coming down so beautifully that I said, oh, praise the Lord, I'm so glad that I'm doing what you told me to do. I didn't feel like doing it at all because I was tired. And then I'd write a little bit more, and I'd say, is that enough? He says, no. I said, okay, what else do you want? They started telling me more and more and more, and then all of a sudden he said, that's it. And it'd be a whole big message. And I remember one of them was called having to do with works. I think I called it work because so many people were saying, even Christians saying, we don't need to do any work. But the prophet James and the apostle James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen?
Amen.
And then it says that we're going to be judged by our works, what we've done. So you're not just called to listen. We're going to be judged whether we did work, the work that the Bible says that we're supposed to do, not the work that you've called yourself to do or what your opinion of your work is to do, but we're going to be judged by our works. Okay? And so that was the track that I wrote in the dark, one of the ones that I wrote in the dark with a little pencil that was no more than an inch long. And I couldn't see. First of all, I'm legally blind, and I just did it by feel. I figured flies have got feelers, right? And spiders. So why not us humans, you know? So I just pictured the A and the B and the C in my mind, you know, and I just write it down. And I sent it in. I couldn't even read it. It was so small. But the sister said it was more clear for them to read than when I would write large, you know, and when they could tell it was different writing, couldn't you?
Yes, it was light pencil.
Very light pencil, which I couldn't see it at all. And also it was very tiny letters, right?
Right.
Because if I did it big, I couldn't have done it that way. But I could do it real small, like a B, C, D, E, F. I can do that right now with my eyes closed. I can write anything you want with my eyes closed, with a little pen or anything. Amen? That's really weird, isn't it? I thought that was so weird. But see, we can do all things, you know, if we really want to, if we want to obey the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord knew that. He just wanted to show me that all things are possible. Only believe. Amen. And a lot of people have written a lot of stuff, but I believe I've probably written more stuff being blind. You know, all legally blind. I'm not, you know, 100% blind. But legally blind, I've written more things than people that can see. I'll bet I've written more stuff than Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, then what?
At this time, the Word, or in other words, the Holy Spirit, as well as the anointing and moving of the Holy Spirit, will be effective. It very possibly will be.
Yeah. You get knocked down to where you can't hardly see. Well, then there's nothing for you to do but serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You get crippled, or, you know, God can blind you, totally blind you. A friend of mine, Ronnie Millsap, he can't see at all, and he sings, and he sings good. He had 40 number one smash hit songs on the charts, okay? So, you know, that didn't hinder him. It doesn't hinder me, all right? Didn't hinder Ray Charles. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, so far as making a big hit on himself. But some people are 100% whole. They got good health and everything. And they don't do one blessed thing for the Lord. And so don't be angry at God if he starts whittling you down so that you'll do something for him. And don't accuse him. The reason that he's doing that and punishing the world is because of their unfaithfulness to him. And he's the only one. He's our creator. And we don't need to be faithful to anyone else but the brothers and sisters or members. And we need to be faithful to everybody, but, I mean, in the name of the Lord. For God. Amen?
Amen.
saying we're doing that because we're of the Lord. Okay, pay your bills. And, you know, don't cheat anybody. You put in an honest day's work for people if you're working for them. Show them that you're a servant of the Lord, and you're not doing it unto them, but unto the Lord. Okay, and then go ahead.
Therefore, the second purpose of the discipline of the Holy Spirit is to coordinate with the inner anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're chastened enough on the outside, then and you receive it and do what the Lord says for you to do, then the inward anointing of the Holy Spirit will become greater and more powerful. And your faith will grow because you'll have the understanding of the portion of faith that the Lord gave you. In other words, you'll understand your faith more and understand the things that God has provided for you by the faith that he has given you. So we can't boast about anything. He created us and he saved us and he gave us the faith to believe, and then he told us what we can believe, and then we receive it by the faith that he gave us so that we can have all things. All right, then what?
The second purpose of the discipline of the Holy Spirit is
that this is why I was able to write two pieces of literature stating that if the government will allow me to go into that woman's room, I will, what I'll do is I will explain the scriptures to her, give her the knowledge of what, and tell her that she has faith. And here's the knowledge of the things that God has provided for those that have faith. And everybody has been given faith, but not all people believe. They don't use the faith. So a lot of millions of Christians have been given faith, and they're saved, but they don't know what God has provided for them, and they don't have, they don't put it into action. They don't have, they don't go out and pray for people and believe that they're going to be healed. They don't go out and pray for people that they're going to be, the devils to be cast out of them. The devils are cast out when you preach the gospel to them. Because these people that were possessed with the devils in the time of Jesus, they had heard of all of his works, and when he said, come out of them, they automatically came out because they had already heard the preaching of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So when you preach the gospel to people, the word, which is spirit and life and powerful, enters into them, and that's what casts the devils out. Amen?
Amen.
It says, if I cast out devils by the finger of God or the spirit of God, which is his word, amen?
Amen.
Then who do you people cast the devil out with? You don't have any word of God. You don't use the word of God. If you have a sword in your hand and you don't use it, shame on you, okay, if you get put down. A little girl, there was this robber that was entering into her bedroom window, and it was late at night, and she says, you better get out of my house, she says, because Jesus is the living God, and he will kill you. And he'll send your soul to hell if you... The robber went right back out the window. Isn't that amazing? That's a true story. And so she used the word of God, and that did it. And the guy went right back out the window. That's beautiful. I always love that. Okay, so let's go ahead.
The second purpose of the discipline of the Holy Spirit is to coordinate with the inner anointing of the Holy Spirit, thereby educating us so that we may be receptive to the working of the Holy Spirit within us and without.
Yeah, so that we can know that all the different signs that follow those that believe. The more you get the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge of the scriptures, of what we really have, of what God has placed back in our hands, the same power that he gave, actually even more than he gave Adam. He gave Adam the control of the world. And now that we've come back to the Lord and we're serving him, we have the control of the world. But so many Christians don't take it. They just cow down to these, the Satan. And The Lord says, be bold and very courageous. You have my word. And my word is me. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you have me in you, and you've already received the discipline of the Holy Spirit, and you've grown, increased in size, these signs will follow you if you believe. Believe what? The knowledge of what I provided for you. Okay? So now you, people keep calling me, oh, it's the brothers and sisters, say, will you pray for me, or this person or that person? Sure, I will, but why don't you pray for that brother or sister too? Amen?
Amen.
I'll pray for you. It's very simple for me to pray, Father. We know through the knowledge of the Word of God that you've already healed us. By my stripes, you were healed. It's a done deal. Amen?
Amen.
So therefore, Lord, we receive what you've already provided for us because we're your children and you don't want your children to be sick. And so therefore, and that's why I knew when I walk into that room and explain all these things to that woman, and I anoint her with oil and then pray for her, she's going to get up, okay? That's all there is to it. Because I've prayed for literally thousands, and there hasn't been one time that they didn't get healed. And if they didn't get healed, it's just because they don't receive the knowledge. I mean, there might be a few of them that say, the Lord will tell me, they're not, when I'm praying for them, the Lord will say, okay, they're not going to receive it, so send them to the hospital or to the doctor. But the ones that really believe, hundreds of them, thousands of them have received the healing, and just a handful didn't. And so I'd send them to the hospital, and then they'd have to use these artificial means like pills and things like that, which, I mean, we provide. Because I'm not going to condemn you if you don't believe. The world is, you're already condemned. So what I'm going to do is show you the love of Christ and send you to the doctor, the hospital, and we're going to give you vitamins and minerals and all the other things that the Good Samaritan, even more than what the Good Samaritan did. And we've stationed people over you and watch you and help you all that that the Lord provides us with to help you with. Okay? But I knew that she'd get up and walk because she already claims to be a Christian. And I was told, you know, that she will get up if you go in there. Because it's just the Word of God. It's just simple. I believe. And these signs that to those that believe, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Doesn't matter what her brain looks like or what she damaged her brain. God is able. He made that body. He's able to reshape it. Amen?
Amen.
I believe that God could, you know, do whatever he wants. He could, if he didn't have a leg there, he could make one grow. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, when you're in heaven, if you didn't have legs before you went there, you will have legs, arms. You'll be absolutely perfect. There's no imperfection in heaven. Now, that's the Word of God, and so believe it. Receive that. You're going to be if you make it into heaven, you're perfect. They say, well, there's no one that is perfect. If you're walking in the Holy Spirit, you are perfect. That's the perfection that the Lord looks for. Say, well, people say that I'm not perfect, Lord. It says, take heed what you hear. If you're walking in the Spirit, there's no condemnation to you. Now, a lot of us have some little bit of foolishness, you know, here and there, but as long as we're serving the Lord and walking in the Spirit, yeah, we're perfect, okay? Some people may look at you narrowly because their opinion is that you shouldn't, you know, do this or that, or they don't want to excuse a little bit of your own nonsense or something like that, but if you're winning souls, you're walking in the Spirit, you honor God in every way, you're perfect. Doesn't matter what people think. That's just the way the Bible says. And so if you want to judge differently than what God judges, well, then you're on your own. You're of the devil. Okay, then what?
To prepare a spice cake, the shells of eggs must be cracked so that the spices can penetrate into the eggs. When God desires to penetrate us by the Holy Spirit...
Yeah, for you make spicy eggs. You got to put... Cracked, you can't put the spice on the outside of the shell, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You want deviled eggs or something like that? Excuse the word, deviled eggs. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to get that mustard in there, so you got to crack the egg, right?
Right.
Or if you want to make a spice cake, you got to crack the eggs, and so that the spices can get within the eggs and the flour and everything else. So you have to be cracked too in order to get the Spirit of the Lord in. You've got to be disciplined. Amen?
Amen.
Outward discipline. Okay, what else?
When God desires to penetrate us by the Holy Spirit, we who are whole according to nature, like the shiny eggs that go into a cake or the shiny eggshells that you throw away, need to be broken or cracked as a coordinating process for the presenting and penetrating work of the Holy Spirit of God. This is the educational purpose of the discipline of the Holy Spirit. For the educational purpose, the discipline of the Holy Spirit is given not only to break us or crack us, so that the element of God is able to mingle more and more within us, in our spirits, but also to bake us, cook us, because we are so raw and so wild by nature. When people cook anything, like beans or rice...
I mean, I'm talking about hard beans, rice, or split peas. Okay? And what else?
When people cook anything like beans or rice, it is not because the rice has something wrong with it, or the dry beans, and needs to be corrected. But what we do is we put the beans and the rice in the pot and cook them with water over fire so that the beans and rice, which is raw and hard, may become softened, cooked, savory, and good for eating, and easy to eat then. Similarly, all of us, before being dealt with by God, are raw, wild, and hard. We need the Lord's discipline through the Holy Spirit. And by the environment that the Holy Spirit sets up to burn and cook us, such baking or cooking would cause us to suffer and be afflicted for a time, as though we had passed through some fire and water. But it is done so that our raw and tough condition may become matured and softened, and that we may obtain the fragrance of maturity and be able to supply and satisfy man's need.
So this happens through maturity. Doesn't come overnight, you know. It has. It takes time. And you may be ambitious, but you must be in the Spirit. Don't let your ambition exceed the timetable of the Lord. All right. Just receive whatever. The faster you want to be developed into maturity, the faster it is then that you must receive the discipline of the Holy Spirit. The quicker you do that, the quicker you're going to be cooked, okay, and gone through the fire. Don't be upset about anything. Well, you know, this doesn't happen enough to me. I want this person to do this to me more, or that to me. I want more... It's this person to cater to me more and everything, and I just don't think he's of the Lord or she's of the Lord because they don't cater to me enough. Or they don't do this enough, or they don't do that enough, or they don't do this. They did it to other people, but they don't do it to me. You're going through the cooker, right? Don't be upset about that. Be happy. Amen?
Amen.
Happy, happy, happy. Okay, then what else?
Then God can work in us and through us. The raw person not only is wild and hard, but also has a foul smell, like any uncooked fish or meat that rots. Regardless of how good the quality may be, a raw brother may have many natural virtues. He may be very gentle and meek. He may love the Lord, pursue the Lord, and even fervently serve the Lord. This is all very good and proper. Yet because he is still raw, uncooked, and of the natural man, he's not resurrected yet. He's living the unresurrected life.
Yeah.
All his virtues carry a foul human smell rather than the fragrance of Christ. If you meet such a brother after he has been placed in difficulties for a certain length of time, or has passed through a serious illness, you will find that he is still gentle and meek. He still loves the Lord, pursues the Lord, and serves the Lord. Yet you will sense that all these qualities are different. The raw and smelly human odor has been greatly eliminated, and there is a sweet-smelling savor that flows forth from him or her. If so, we must bow in worship to the Lord and say that this brother has really been educated by the Lord. He's been educated by the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. And I pray that you meditate on these lessons day and night, and or else you just have to stay in the cooker longer. Amen?
Amen.
You know, you can make it hard for yourself, or you can make it easy on yourself by just receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. So until chapter 16 tomorrow of 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and part 4 of Receiving the Discipline of the Holy Spirit, this is Tony Alamo, your pastor, and if I haven't been your pastor, I sure want to be, saying praise the Lord and God bless you.